The interim leader of the rebel Revolutionary United Front, Issa Cisse, was sentenced to nearly 700 years in prison. But because the judge ordered that his separate sentences for 16 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity will be served concurrently, Cisse will be incarcerated for a maximum of 52 years. That's the longest sentence handed down by the special court, which was jointly established by the United Nations and the Sierra Leone government. The court cannot impose the death penalty or a life sentence. Former RUF Commander Maurice Callan will serve a maximum of 39 years. Commander Augustin Bao will spend 25 years in prison. The three most senior surviving members of the RUF were found guilty of murder, rape, sexual enslavement, attacks against UN troops, and the use of child soldiers under the age of 15. Kellen's lawyer, Charles Taku, denounced his client's sentencing.
This is a travesty of justice, and I can also say, authoritatively say, that it is a complete mockery of international criminal justice.
Corinne Dufka directs West Africa operations for the U.S.-based Human Rights Watch. She says the men were key choreographers of violence that left tens of thousands maimed as rebels cut off victims' arms, legs, noses, and ears.
They commanded troops that roamed the towns and villages in the Sierra Leonean countryside, committing some of the most unspeakable and horrific atrocities, from their signature atrocity of amputation to horrific sexual violence against girls and women.
All three were found guilty of so-called forced marriage, the first time that sexual assault verdict has been handed down by an international tribunal. Alhaji Jusu Jarka heads a group of Sierra Leonean amputees and war wounded.
We are very much happy as victims. We see it very necessary that the law have taken its course.
These are the eighth and last sentences by the Freetown session of the special court. Dufka says it puts on notice current-day perpetrators of war crimes in Africa and the world that no one is above the law.
In Sierra Leone, the eight people who have been convicted were really considered untouchables. That was a very profound sort of well-ingrained perception among Sierra Leoneans that the big men simply got away with murder, mutilation, rape, massacres, and other crimes. So I think that precedent has begun to be broken.
Dufka lived more than 3 years in Freetown during the Civil War. She says the special court's work could have a profound impact on Sierra Leone's political future.
I think the true test of whether the special court has had an effect will be the extent to which Sierra Leoneans today begin to hold their leaders and others accountable for different types of crimes, primarily the bad governance and corruption, which in fact gave rise to Sierra Leone's brutal armed conflict in the first place.
The last defendant before the special court is former Liberian leader Charles Taylor. He's facing an 11-count indictment for crimes against humanity, including murder, rape, and enslavement. His trial was moved to The Hague because of fears that his supporters might disrupt proceedings in neighboring Sierra Leone. Mr. Taylor's attorneys opened their defense this week by asking judges to acquit the former rebel leader because they say prosecutors have failed to prove their case against him. Prosecutors are expected to respond to the defense motion Thursday. If the motion is denied and the trial continues, Mr. Taylor's lawyers say he will be their first witness. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.